Thunderbolts sound like a 7 a.m. Cartoon Network kid show. I can't get excited for that. Sorry.
Bro, all these movies are Saturday morning cartoons.
Welcome back to Co-Working It. JP here.
So I'm a team woman, and I'm pro-black. We've already discussed this. I wish I could say his name right, because he's very French. Wosso Boom.
Say Wosso. Yeah, yeah, in your face, in your face, in your face.
No Diddy, you know?
Don't judge me. But the people are Arabic, Arabic, Arab.
What? You got it wrong the first time. You got it right the second time, and then you went racist the third time.
Yo, how that's racist?
It's a little racist.
You ever been to a corner store in the hood?
You already know that answer.
My problem with blacks. Listen.
You're about to take my point and put it to a whole other level. Welcome back to Co-Working It. JP here. Wosso Boom.
I say Wosso.
Like, comment, subscribe. Help us out. I feel like there's only one way to start tonight. Robert Downey Jr. is back.
Yes, sir. My God. Yo, I thought you would have been one of the haters.
So
I was prepared for this whole argument of you being a hater, and I was going to go in on you. But you had me weird at work. I was like, he's not hating.
I am still, I'm not on the fence, but I'm near the fence. I'm definitely on one side. And I think after tonight's conversation, I'll either be back on the fence or farther away from it. Still not sure yet, because what I wrote down was Robert Downey Jr. is back. But does that mean the MCU is back? Dun, dun, dun.
The MCU never left. I don't know what you're talking about.
I knew you were going to say that word for word. Might have not left for you, but for me, it has been long gone.
Because we don't do casuals.
Oh, yes, you do. The only reason it's as big as it is because of the casuals.
That's everything. That's everything.
Exactly. Exactly. But MCU,
but dude, the casuals really don't. The casuals really don't matter.
Oh, they do, because they're the ones that have kept it going.
No.
Diehards
gave up. Y'all gave up. The diehards the one that kept it going. If we would have stopped where y'all stopped, they wouldn't even be able to come back. We kept going.
No, my argument is it's because of the casuals that Robert Downey Jr. is back.
I want to debunk that. I'm glad you said that, because like that's I can see you thinking that.
You don't think this is a Hail Mary for Kevin Feige?
No.
And, okay, we need it. We need to get the juice back into the MCU that we've been stalling, either falling or stalling the last 2 years.
You said a bunch, because like I don't think it's a Hail Mary, but I do think it's something that get the juice going. So, but I don't think it's a Hail Mary. I think what had happened was after the Jonathan Majors thing and the Kang, I truly believe they were going a different direction after that movie, because of how bad it did. And they thought it was going to be like a big movie. I don't think that him with the court case thing, I think that was the excuse for them to get rid of him. I swear I think so.
It's tough because, like you said, that was a disappointing Quantumania you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that it was disappointing when it came to the money and the critics. But people said that he was the best part of that movie. You know what I mean? So it's like, all right, well, if he's still going to be the number one bad guy, that's okay. It's just they put him in the wrong movie. And I think you've said that before.
Yes, he was at first. He's an Ant-Man. And second, it's like he's great in that movie, because he's a great actor. Like, that's like he can act. The thing is about like going into the multiverse saga, I don't think he was the villain to do it. But I don't think they thought they was getting, or did they have Fantastic Four by then? Because Fantastic Four is the one to take them to the multiverse. Kang comes with that, but Kang should have been in something else with over there. But they should have went, once they got all the characters back and that movie sucked, well, not sucked, like did bad at the box office, they're like, yeah, let's go in a different direction.
Yeah,
I truly believe that.
Like, we still have time. Let's go big. I mean, you've always talked about how Doctor Doom has always been misrepresented in the movies for us casuals, that he's been pretty lame in the two movies that he's been in, and that he is actually, if not bigger, or if not the bigger, but just like similar to Thanos, where like he's the dude.
Oh, he's the best villain ever.
Like, yeah. And I've never seen that. I've never, like, I enjoy the Fantastic Four that came out in the early 2000s, but it's just like a campy, fun, you know, action movie. But I didn't think, oh, he's the destroyer of worlds, like the ultimate bad guy. And then they did the remake, and I didn't even watch that. That was, it got panned so bad. So I'm like, oh my, that he's the guy? And then you get Robert Downey Jr. to do it. It's like, holy.
and remember when they first did Secret Wars and they did the Kang thing, and I think I was talking to you about it. I was like, I always like Dr. Doom was the one for Secret Wars. Like, I always said that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they get it. But it's a lot of people that's mad and saying stuff like you, like what you said, like, is it a Hail Mary? They just trying to go somewhere. They're about to tarnish Tony Stark, all this and that. I truly believe to get a great Doom story, they're going to have to reboot it to start. Because the Fantastic Four, it isn't getting an origin story. They're going to be established. So you have to have it, to get the best Doom story is starting from the beginning. They can't start from the beginning. So
yeah, right, because it's an Avengers movie. Saying? It's an Avengers movie. It's not just a, you know, Dr. Doom story. So listen, the Russo brothers are and have been experts in this and how to entangle, you know, 20 different stories into one movie. They did it with Infinity War and Endgame and Civil War and all that. So I'm going to trust them that they're going to be able to pull this off, but it's not going to be easy. Like you said, they scrapped what they had. Now they're starting over.
I think Doom going to be part of a ton of movies before he get into that movie. I bet he will be. He's going to be in Fantastic Four. Maybe a post-credit scene. He's definitely getting mentioned. He might be a post-credit scene. You know how they were doing Thanos with the first three phases? Yep. I think that's how they're gonna do Doom.
Yeah, they need to start hyping him up in these movies. Even if movies that have already been filmed, you're right. Do some post-credit scenes. Like, just, you've got to start hyping it up, because you can't just have him show up in an Avengers movie a year before Secret Wars. Like, you need to establish how good of a villain he is. But I'm with you. Downey's not just going to come in and do 5 minutes on a movie. You got to talk about him. Like, you got to have characters like fear him and off in the distance. Like, man, if he ever shows up, you know, that kind of stuff.
Like, Doom is an important character I think he's going to be an important character in the Ironheart stage. I bet he signed up for some kind of mega money multi-picture deal. Watch when the contract come out.
You know, you keep calling him Doom. You know, he didn't go to medical school for nothing. Call him by his real name. Come on, man.
What, Dr. Doom?
Dr. Doom. He's a white guy. You know that's what white doctors say. Like, you know, hey, I didn't go to medical school for nothing here.
Right, though. I can't wait. I ain't gonna lie, when I first seen it, I was like, damn, I just thought about everything. And then I was like, nah, they about to smoke this shit.
So how did you find out? Because Sunday morning, I turn on Twitter, and the discussing film is what I look through a lot, so I don't miss any kind of stories. So that's usually like any big movie story, that's what I first see. And I knew that Marvel was having their Comic-Con event the night before, but I didn't stay up and live watch or anything. The first thing I see is a big Avengers Doomsday, and then the four bullets above it were the title, the date, Robert Downey Jr., and then something else. And again, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm half awake. I'm like, what? I thought it was fake until I just go to search and see what's trending. Robert Downey Jr., Doomsday. I'm like, oh my God. And watching that video, if I could have seen that video without knowing any spoiler, I would have lost my mind. That's such a cool way to do it.
And that's how I did it. I was watching it live on YouTube. Like someone was there and they was doing it on YouTube with the West Crowd. So one of the pages I follow was there, and that shit was lit.
Because you're thinking they're definitely getting a big actor. Like you're not hyping this up and always on stage. Like it could have been a big time actor. It could have been, you know, like Leo or Brad Pitt or even like Cillian Murphy, who just won an Oscar. It's like, oh my God, Robert Downey Jr. Are you kidding me?
I was just happy with somebody I knew who name it was. And some of these names come pop up. I'm like, yo, everybody be hyped. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
You're texting JP, yo, what movies was he in? Like, help me out. Oh yeah. I seen that.
I'm cool. I'm glad it was my boy.
That's a great, there's like a 90% chance I'm gonna know who it is. There was like a 22% chance you knew who he was.
No, that's a fact. Because most people didn't know Chris Hemsworth until fucking Thor.
Nope. Even I didn't.
Okay, see, thank you.
Seriously, yeah. Like once I saw him, I'm like, oh, that's the guy from I Do What You Do It. Oh, he was at the beginning of Star Trek, the reboot. Mm. But he wasn't a name yet.
One of his brothers is gonna be the Thor of the reboot. Them dudes look just like him. They got some trash ass movie on Netflix.
No. Not the other, the Mockingbird Hemsworth.
No, they both on there. Yeah. Like they both his brothers. And then like a little army movie. It's kind of, I thought it was him. I clicked on it. I was like, nah, nigga, this not him. Bro, they look just like him without the muscles.
Or the acting ability.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He ain't all that. Like we ain't gonna go there.
He's good at what he needs to do.
He's good at Thor. He ain't all that.
Whoa. Extraction.
Calm down. Extraction. That's Thor on in the army. But
all right. So got some questions that I don't want you spoiling because again, I know Secret Wars is a big deal, but I also love not knowing kind of what's coming. I know it's going to take more in place in space.
I feel like it's, I can't spoil it for you because they are writing their own script. So I could just tell you what I believe and what I like think I know.
Yeah. Still, don't go too far. Okay. You like to talk. You like to talk. Okay, so with the Robert Downey Jr. thing, again, and you kind of hinted at it with the Iron Man take, like, are Doctor Doom and Iron Man connected in a way? Like, does this make sense for him to play this character? Is there going to be like a multiverse connection with it? Like, is he going to come back as Iron Man at some point?
They're not connected. They're not like connected. And it's just two stories that one is a what if story, and one is when Doom, like after Civil War II, Doom took over Iron Man and he became Doctor. Iron Man. Yeah, Dr. Doom took over Iron Man. And
okay. Say that again.
After Tony Stark died, Dr. Doom took over Iron Man.
Oh, okay. So that's, I mean, I know what you're saying. It's not connected, but there's a transition.
And then it's a what if story that Dr. Doom took Tony Stark's body and put his mind into it because Tony had more money and resources. And became an even worse version of what he'll become because he had the money early.
Mm-hmm.
So it's but they not connected. So whatever story they tell, they got to write a story.
Right, and I guess that's just my fear with the multiverse is because there's endless possibilities, but some of those endless possibilities are bad possibilities, and I don't want to look back at Endgame in 5 years after Secret Wars and be like, oh, this doesn't hit as much because he came back as Stark at some point.
No, he's not coming back as Stark. I don't think that's happening.
I hope not.
I don't think that's happening because I don't think that's happening. I don't believe that's happening because he's coming back as Doom. Yeah, I can't see that happening when you say that. I don't think he's coming back as Stark.
All right, another question. Who are the main Avengers for Secret Wars? Other than I know Fantastic Four is obviously a big deal, but And again, this isn't comics. I guess this is more you asking if you know, if you have a sense of what they're going to do.
Oh, yeah, because in the comics, they got the Avengers, I think the Avengers world during that time in the comics. So they got all the superheroes are part of it in the comics.
Were the X-Men involved?
The X-Men wasn't involved in, X-Men wasn't involved, but a few of them are part of the Avengers there, like Wolverine, Avenger, and in that comic.
Well, have you seen Wolverine and Deadpool? Did you go see it?
Yeah, and that's why, one of the takes that I have on it, I can't say because you ain't see it.
Yeah, right. I don't want you spoiling it because I am going to watch it, but I just kind of assume with the variants and everything, and the one shot in the trailer with the Doctor Strange circle, they're going to get into some stuff, and I know there's cameos and whatnot, so I hope they're part of it.
I think they're making X-Men part of it because Kevin Feige said he's not waiting for a reboot to bring the X-Men in. He said that.
I wish they would just take Jennifer Lawrence and Michael Fassbender and
the old ones, right?
Well, no, wait, define old.
No, I'm talking about the younger ones, the reboots.
Yeah. Listen, Patrick Stewart, that's my dude. That's Captain Picard. Like, he's just too old. Like, come on, get like he did the cameo in
Doctor Strange,
Multiverse of Madness. Yeah, and that was great. That's it. All right, I'll bring on
did
the young guy.
Did you see on Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, now you see what I'm saying. I think they was going that way before. It's because those bots on the Illuminati, when they went to the Illuminati, say those bots didn't look like Ultron.
Ultron would be awesome if he comes back.
I need Ultron to come back.
That would be awesome. Because I still think I like Age of Ultron, but I still think he's part of the weakest part of that movie. Just how they filmed him. I want him to be more badass.
He is more badass. Fuck out of here.
Yeah. It'd be awesome if he came back.
That's the only thing I hate about the MCU is what they did to Ultron and Gore.
I think they got rushed into that because the whole plan was to do Avengers and then the next Avengers was going to be Thanos. That was the whole plan because they even teased Thanos at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like, all right, hold on, let's slow down, let's spread it out. All right, let's put in another good sized villain. But it's a villain that can't survive because they need to go to something bigger, right? And they kind of just throw Ultron in. And I think they got stuck writing that one pretty quickly.
And they wanted to bring other characters into it. So it's like a whole bunch of stuff that they had to throw in there. And the villain get less time. They had to bring Vision. True. They had to bring all Wanda, that in there. Wanda, her brother. Her brother died.
Yep. Spoiler.
If you ain't watching, fuck you. That's what that is right now.
No, you're right. You had no time to flesh out his character as a bad guy.
Right.
Next question. Can and will Spider-Man be a part of Secret Wars? Because this is one for my wife because it's truly the only thing she cares about Iron Man. She cares about Spider-Man. She lost Iron Man. She had a shocked face when I showed her the video. She got to watch the video. I didn't. Yeah. I'm like, just watch this. And like open jaw, like, oh my God. And again, she had the same reaction though that you did. It's like, is it good? Is it bad? She's like, I'm excited, but is it
right
dumb? You know what I mean? It's that first initial response, but she lost Iron Man, but she's still hanging on to Spider-Man. She will not watch
No Way Home.
She won't watch No Way Home. You don't like No Way Home. She doesn't like No Way Home because it's depressing and she hates how it ends. So she's really hoping that he can come back and, you know, be normal Spider-Man. Will he be in this one?
Okay, let me say something about that No Way Home and the depressing part about it. The depressing part about that movie is that movie exists. Okay, this is my thing about that part. I know, you know how I am about movies and sad scenes and sad spots. Mm-hmm. I would have cried if that was a good movie. I would have cried when he went in there and couldn't say nothing to Zendaya. I promise you I would have. I know me. That movie is trash. like, how is they dating in real life and you can't make me cry at a scene like that? Okay, that's neither here or there. But I believe that Spider-Man gonna be in there, but it could be a possibility that Spider-Man won't, because I think Marvel is getting tired of Sony. Like, I believe that's why Peter Parker have not been brought up in no other movie since then or anything, because let's be real. Marvel, like, yo, Sony, y'all need me more than we need. Like, now we got X-Men, Fantastic Four back, and all this. We do not need Spider-Man like we used to. So you're going to play ball or get the fuck going. And I want Spider-Man. No, I'm lying. I think Tom Holland's the worst Spider-Man. You know how I feel about him. So if they not going to bring, like, into the Spider-Verse, into real life, and bring in Miles Morales and then Tobey Maguire and all of them, and then let Tobey Maguire be the leader in that little what's your man name? I just said his name. Little man. Tom Holland. Let Tom Holland be like the backup, and let.
I've actually heard that Andrew Garfield is definitely going to be in the fourth one. Like, they've already cast him, and you like him as Spider-Man.
Yeah. I like both of them. I just don't like Tom Holland.
Bugging.
You like him?
I do, and I think you're just hating because he's got Zendaya.
Fuck out of here. No, I would stand on this. Spider-Man, the Spider-Man trilogy is one of the MCU's worst trilogies.
Oh, man, all right. This is another topic for another day.
It's right above Thor.
Whiffing on this one.
It's not better than Captain America. It's not better than Avengers. It's not better than Iron Man. It's not better than I'm just name. That's the only
Guardians.
One. Guardians. It's not better than Guardians. Like, come on. I just saying.
Back to Robert Downey before we wrap it up here. Shout out to him, because he proved to everyone that he didn't need, or he wasn't just Tony Stark. Like, he won a goddamn Oscar last year, an Oscar where no one thought he could do that. Now he returns as the prodigal son to finish off the next phase of the MCU. He gets to be a villain, so he can totally change up how he wants to act in these. And he picks a villain that wears a mask most of the time, so he doesn't have to be on set every day. And he's going to get paid between 20 and 25 million for this, in percentage of the profits, like he did with Infinity War and Endgame, where he ended up making like 75 to 80 million for those movies each. And he's also saying, like, it's kind of like a thank you to MCU because they brought him back from the dead. And
it's like, I appreciate it.
It gave him, yeah, it's right. It's more like, you know what? That I owe you this one. Like, you got me restarted. You got me Sherlock Holmes, which won him an Emmy or a Golden Globe. It obviously made him a lot of money. It gave him the opportunity to do other movies, whether they were good or not. And then he finishes off with the perfect Endgame moment. And again, then he goes and wins an Oscar for a Christopher Nolan movie. And he's like, thanks. Here, I'm going to help you out.
And I don't think he's coming back for a trash role. And that's my thing. They put the plan out to him.
The Russo brothers. I think if they're not directing, he doesn't do it.
Yeah. But I'm sticking to it. Like, I think he's going to be in another shit. I truly believe that.
We'll see.
I truly believe that. It's going to be like that Thanos effect. I'm telling you.
But they can do that without his face, you know what I mean? Because he's in
If you use his likeness, that's what they fought for.
Good point.
I just can't wait. Woo! Turn it up. You a hater.
No, again. I didn't tell you what side of the fence I was on. Look at you jumping to conclusions. I got excited. It's the first time I've been excited in probably 2 years. I liked Wanda the show. I liked Shang-Chi. I liked the first two episodes of Loki. And then since then, I've just been off.
We got to stop saying we like WandaVision. Go watch it again. You would not like WandaVision.
I don't doubt it. That is not a rewatchable show.
I enjoyed it week to week. I enjoyed it. I went back to rewatch that shit. I stopped. Why did I watch this? And I love the MCU.
So you're not excited for Agatha?
Yes, I am.
See, of course.
But their shows are garbage, bro. Except for Loki season 2. Like, I love Loki season 2.
Hawkeye.
They got Jonathan Mazur in it. Oh, and Hawkeye. I'm sorry, Hawkeye. That's their best show.
That was their best show. That was enjoyable.
That was their best show. That's the best one.
Just because of Mrs. Josh Allen.
Nah. I'm still thinking. What's his name? Renner?
Look at you naming his name.
Captain America is going to be lit too. They you talk about the whole thing. They did that in the Thunderbolts. Both those movies look like they're good. They preview both and Fantastic Four. Actually, they did. They previewed 3 movies.
Thunderbolts sound like a 7 a.m. Cartoon Network kid show. I can't get excited for that. Sorry.
Bro, all these movies are Saturday morning cartoons.
After Spider-Man, I had Loki ? Pepper Potts ? And Wanda ?
I don't like the evil Wanda. She's a bitch. I like the other Wanda. The one that was in love with Vision. I love that Wanda.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just like her. I like both. I want her to be in it, whether good or bad. I'm sure she'll end up becoming good.
I grew up liking her sisters. It is what it is.
Right back at you. I had a couple of those Mary Kate and Ashley movies.
A couple. We had all of them. Oh my god!
Which one? They went to Paris. Went to LA.
Bro, we had all those shits. It's like, yo, they was the. And then when I found out they played the same person, I did not know they played the same person on Full House until I grew up. I'm like, come on, man, that's crazy.
You got it, dude. That's my question. What the hell are they going to do after Secret Wars? I remember you've been talking about Secret Wars since I've met you. You're like, that's coming next. That's the next phase. What happens after that?
Reboot. Because Secret Wars is you watch Doctor Strange?
Yeah. Which one?
No, the second one, Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Remember when old girls say the incursions are happening?
Yes. So it's just different.
Reboot. I think they're gonna reboot it. You don't think so?
You gotta wait a little longer. Because
it's a little longer. It's gonna be 40 years by then, 35 years. What you talking about? It started when?
2008. Chill, we're not that old. Jesus, 40 years. What are you talking about? Speaking of Skip Bayless, this dude is such a loser. I can't believe his stick is still, it's not working, but it's still there. We are watching USA basketball. We're all rooting for USA basketball. We talked about it a couple months ago. Like, this is the most invested I'm in. Even with Embiid on this team, I'm still rooting for USA.
I hate Embiid, bro.
I could not imagine him being on our team. Our NBA team. Oh my god. He can be so bad for no reason.
He's lazy.
Ugh. And he starts. Why? For a Steve Kerr team. I don't get it.
He's African. Why is he on an American team? Stop it. Like, he shouldn't even be there. He's Mr. Sabotage. Watch the next game.
He was drunk. We were down 10-2 with him starting, and then he comes out and we go on a 13-0 run. But Skip Bayless, I swear to God, man, he has this hard on for Kevin Durant. And it's like, this is the one time where everything can coexist. Like, LeBron and KD can coexist. Steph and KD, you know, like, you can just root for it. Like, it doesn't have to pull the, well, whose team is it? And who's the best player? It just, whatever. It's Team USA. But no, Skip. Oh, Kevin Durant comes in and just goes beast mode.
Nuclear.
Just from the parking lot. It didn't matter where he was shooting from. Didn't matter who was in his face. Didn't matter if he was falling out of bounds at the buzzer. That shit was going in. And it was awesome to watch. Skip Bayless's Twitter timeline. Here we go. KD, first shot, money. KD again. KD, 3 for 3. It's over. KD is back. Kevin bleeping Durant. I'm good with this. He's just hyping his dude up. I'm fine. If every game Kevin Durant played was an international game, it would be a KD-MJ GOAT debate. Now we're starting to, now we're starting to go off the rails a little bit. Next one. During a USA game, quote, in big games, I'll take KD over LeBron every time. And then we get back on it. This has to be the greatest shooting first half in Olympic basketball history. And then here we go. How was that not unsportsmanlike on LeBron? Shoved him right in the face. Next one. LeBron loves to front run. End of the game. Why is LeBron playing until the end of a blowout? To stat pad. Longevity numbers. Jordan chasing numbers. Won't work. He can't ever not be himself. And again, I think we used to argue this, whether it was a shtick or not. I think it's just gotten, he's been on TV for so long. It is just the natural hate. And I have this with the Bills and Josh Allen. So I guess I need to give it up to him. It's just his personality.
No, bro.
He has to find every way to hate on LeBron.
No, you owe me, because you told me when I argued with you, I said this nigga is not, like, he's not faking. This dude is weird, and he believes everything that would make him lit is because he believes some of the nonsense. Like, come on, bro. Like, bro, you know you watch when he used to root for Tim Tebow, saying Tim Tebow is better than a lot of quarterbacks.
Oh my God, that was the time and a place, man. That was the Linsanity of First Take. The Tim Tebow hours.
Oh, man. No.
Where Tim Tebow was 7 for 23 with 92 yards, one touchdown, two picks, but they won the game in the last second. You know why? Because Tim Tebow had the clutch gene.
Yeah. I'd take him over LeBron any day. What?
He once said that Johnny Manziel is going to be a bigger deal in Cleveland than LeBron. That's an all-time GOAT tweet.
Yo. Oh my God. That and the Dan, what's his name? The Cleveland owner.
Dan Gilbert.
His shit when he said Cleveland gonna win a ring before LeBron. LeBron went and ran two rings. They come back and win a ring for him. What? Y'all think it's stupid, bro. I know I talk out of my ass a lot. These white dudes.
It's crazy, man. Like, and I told you that, I think when last time we talked about it, that all the Skip dick riding of Kevin Durant has actually made me less of a Durant fan. And some of that's just him team hopping, which is just annoying. I didn't even mind the Golden State thing because I was, at that point, I was anti-LeBron. I'm like, anything to keep LeBron from winning. KD going to Golden State, well, that's done.
Him going to Golden State made him a bitch to me. Fuck out of here. He cost my boy championships.
It did. He did. But then him, it's the bitchness of him leaving because he couldn't put up with Draymond Green. And like, oh, I'm still not getting the credit I deserve because this is Steph's team and Clay and them, you know.
But that credit thing is really the media. He never said that. I think the dude just didn't like Draymond. Like,
but that's enough to walk away from that. You know what I mean?
Like, yes, I'm gonna get paid no matter what. I got two championships, two final MVPs. I done did this. I'm not playing with this dude.
It was so easy for him playing with that team. You know, it's literally like the USA team where he just walks in and give me the ball, pull up from three, bang. Like I don't have to run the offense. The offense wasn't run through him. He was just the greatest X factor of all time.
Yeah, but the dude that we like a lot, Kobe, he was going, if Shaq was staying, he was leaving. He wanted to win the championship by himself. He didn't want, like Jordan did it by himself. He wanted to do it by himself. So Durant, after doing that, he wanted to go do it by himself. It could be one of, but I know he didn't like.
But the difference is Durant was winning those. Nobody was like, okay, you can call it Steph's team, but no one was saying Durant wasn't the best player on that team. He was winning those finals MVPs and they were saying he's the best player. But I don't, you know, like you said, maybe it was just media because Kobe wasn't winning the finals MVPs and Kobe wanted to be the man. But it just comes back to, like I said, I've started rooting against Durant, but not on Team USA. Like, let's go. I hope he goes 30 for 30 from three. I'm all good. Again, even with Embiid, when Embiid shoots it, I am legitimately rooting for him to make it. Like, I my hate is gone for this team and these players. But Skip, no. Why are you out there stat padding to get better than Jordan? Like, bro, he doesn't realize that the tiebreakers are style points. If we happen to lose a game, we need to blow that. How come you didn't talk about Steph's three at the buzzer, which was awesome?
No.
It's just LeBron stat padding. It's just wild.
No. When you say that thing about KD, it's like he's repping USA. Like, you got to root for him no matter if you hate him or not. Bro, I don't like KD. I don't like him. But when it's time to pick a team on 2K,
sure.
KD is getting punched. KD is the first player I pick. Bro, he make every shot. He make every shot.
And like, if anyone was watching that, he has not played a minute. He's barely practiced. He's been injured. He just steps on the court. All right. Bang. That's just fun to watch.
That's my guy.
But so is LeBron. He's fun to watch at 40 years old.
LeBron is not fun to watch. I do not like LeBron.
Yeah, with his shoulder. That's come awesome.
But come it's on. Funny he doing that in the Olympics, but he get over there to America. Oh, bitch ass.
I mean, that's a perfect transition to training camp topics. And speaking of Josh Allen and all his antics.
Hater. No,
I just have some fun questions. Training camp has opened up, but we're not getting into that yet. There was a question on, I believe it was either the Bills, it couldn't have been the official Twitter of either of these two, but there was a great Twitter poll, and it's for fans of both the Bills and Sabres. So this doesn't constitute to you, but it was, would you give up a Bills playoff appearance this year for the Sabres to get a playoff appearance next year? Because the Sabres haven't made the playoffs since 2010. Like, they're on one of the worst playoff droughts in all sports.
Why are you asking me that for?
Right, I'm not asking you that. No. I'm just saying this is where I came up with my question.
Okay. I'm about to say.
Based off of this, because my Bills group, my text group, were talking about this because they got me thinking. I think I would give up a Cowboys playoff appearance this year for like a Pittsburgh Pirate playoff appearance because I haven't had one of those since 2013. And there's something about baseball and having a playoff team. It's just different, especially when you don't have it every year. So my question to you is, would you be willing to trade a Bills playoff appearance for anything else in the similar realm to happen to one of your other teams? That'd be like Oklahoma. Like, I'd say, like, because the expanded playoff for college football is this year. So I would say Oklahoma winning two playoff games, including maybe one over like a top two team like Bama or Georgia or Ohio State. Duke making the Final Four next year with Cooper Flagg.
Nigga.
Hold on. And you kind of had one this year already, though, with Dallas making the finals. That's why I'm like, damn, this kind of hurts my question because you just had it. You had Luka making the finals. Like, that's pretty good. Would you have traded Dallas losing in the first round to get the Bills in the playoffs this year? You know what I mean? Like, kind of an opposite.
I'm trading anything for the Bills to get better than anything. It's Bills one and everything else is after that. Like, I'm dead serious when it comes to, like, I'm not trading nothing for the Bills. We need to get, yo, do you know how many years we missed the playoffs?
I know.
I don't want to miss no more playoffs.
Yeah, but you make them and not you don't do much with
them. Yeah, fuck out of here. You a hater. You a
hater. That's all I'm saying. It's like
no
of this year. Now again, this is just this year. And I know you have gone on a roller coaster of emotions where we're still going to the Super Bowl. Man, we might only win 5 games. We're still top team in the AFC. Man, I don't know. We need some wide receivers. We need a defense. We need a new coach. You are, and it's only August. You've already been on that roller coaster. So I'm talking about this year where I think you were going to take a step back. I'm giving you just a hypothetical option of one of your other teams, you know, stepping up. Oklahoma football hadn't done shit in about 20 years.
And they ain't doing shit this year. Listen, our step back for the Bills was last year. We got rid of the baggage. His name was Diggs. We coming back. Okay, we ain't trading off nothing. Only thing I will trade a Bills playoff on what's it called for, I would give you this. I would trade a Bills playoff appearance for if my boy Russell Westbrook get a championship this year. That's the only thing.
That's a good one.
That's the only thing.
Oh, shit. And he has to play well, right? Not just 3 minutes off the bench.
I don't even care at this point.
You know what you would trade a playoff appearance for? 1,000 subscribers. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Please.
All right, one last question. Which would be a worse way for the Bills to miss the playoffs this year? An early season-ending injury to Josh Allen, or he stays healthy, but they just... Not that they play bad, they just lose a lot of close games, and the AFC just gets a little better, and you miss out. What's worse?
What's worse is him playing and we're not making the playoffs. Fuck you talking about. Get that out of here. That's a dub for that shit. Nah, bro. If he playing, we got to be in the playoffs. That's my opinion. Like, I don't care. If he playing, we better be in the playoffs.
Well, and then your boy McDermott is gone.
Now, if you can guarantee McDermott is leaving... We could fuck this. We could get the number one draft pick next year. Like we could lose every game. Please. If that means McDermott could leave, we could lose every game. Please.
That would be, I don't know. I don't think he loses his job if Allen gets hurt.
No, I said if we lose every game and Josh Allen plays.
Yeah,
then they're going to move my boy down the ranks.
Jesus,
my boy's
going to
rank that like fucking 15 best quarterback.
Hold on. I'm just picturing Nick Wright right now.
Oh my God.
The Bills are 3-13.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He's going to be telling him to grab a quarterback next year.
We skipped over it though. Man, you don't want Josh Allen to get an injury because once he has one injury.
But he don't get injured, so I don't even want to put that on him. Why you got to put that?
Hypothetical.
I'm just saying, like, how can you put that on someone that don't get injured?
It's just hypotheticals.
And he played through injuries.
The way he plays.
Here y'all go with the way he plays. He's bigger than everybody. Right. He's not Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick. He's big.
So was Cam Newton. And
Cam Newton couldn't be a quarterback, though. He had to run all the time. He couldn't throw the ball like Josh Allen. That's why I hate how they be comparing him to Cam Newton.
Let's see. You know he's going to be running more this year.
No, he's not. We got receivers.
Okay.
Josh Allen MVP.
You know what? I can't agree with you. You do have wide receivers.
Here you go. Here you go with the hate. Here you go with the hate.
I watch a documentary.
Which one?
Look how excited you got. Look at how excited you got.
I'm so negative. I say I bet it's trash.
It was the Dirty Pop.
Like, come on, you watch the one that I told Vanessa I'm not watching. You will watch that. You are a 19-year-old girl. A white girl.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I yelled at you.
In my defense, it was not my choice. My wife wanted to watch it. So I'm like, all right. Yeah. Like, she wants to watch it. I'm like, we couldn't watch her show because we were at the lake house over the weekend. So we didn't have HBO Max, which is where we normally watch our shit. So it was really only Netflix and YouTube TV. And she's like, I mean, she's a huge NSYNC and Backstreet Boys fan from the day. So she was interested. I'm like, throw it on. I'm like, we haven't watched a documentary in a long time. Wolfs will be proud of me. let's watch it. And it's brand new. I'm like, maybe he'll watch it. So we watched it over the weekend, and man, it hit some good nostalgia with those two bands, even some sneaky other boy bands that like you kind of forgot about. But I think it could have been shorter. I think stretching out to 3 episodes, if I want to critique it like that, but nah, the way they made it like a thriller, it was an interesting story where like they did not give away what this man was secretly doing this whole time. And it is a crazy story.
If you watch all the other docs, they're like that too, the episodic ones.
Yeah.
They're better than that one, I bet. I looked at that preview. I was like, nah, I'm not watching this bullshit. Nope. I'm mad you watched that one. I could have talked about it. I would have watched it if I knew you was going to watch it.
So I think it doesn't have the same pop, pun intended, as the ones you watch, because you're watching a lot of murders and, you know, cover-ups and shit. Like, this was money stuff. Like, he was hiding. It was a lot of fraud, a lot of money fraud, a lot of bank fraud. But it just, the fact that he alone came up with the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. Like, it's wild, but using that as a facade for just an incredible amount of lying. It looked like
I seen that, but you said no. I don't watch only murder docs. I gotta stop you there, buddy. I watch cooking docs. I watch the mostly is murder docs, but because those are the best ones. And I'm American. Americans love murder. And murder docs. You know what I'm saying?
We also love boy bands in the '90s. So.
No. Let's see. Yeah, I watch history docs. I watch a lot of different, the Mormons. I watch that doc. You put me onto that Keepers doc that was trash. And that's why I don't take no doc advice from you no more.
Do you have like bad memory? Because we talked about that every day you walked in and you were just all about it. And
no, then... you know why? Because I you know, actually docs like movies. I go back and watch them. Like every doc I watched more than 3 or 4 times. I watched that again. That shit is garbage.
You are a psychopath. Rewatching documentaries. It's psychopathic shit.
Them just be good-ass stories, bro.
But you know the story. I know you can compare it to movies, but like it's not...
Yeah, see? Look, if you go rewatch a movie, why can't I rewatch a doc?
Because for a movie, I'm rewatching for action scenes, for acting. Like, I'm not rewatching for... Oh, man, that was a great edit right there. Did you see how he edited it?
No. See, the docs, no, that's not the part we watch for. It's like some parts, like the Night Stalker doc, it's a stretch when this dude do some crazy killing that it's just like, how the fuck was he doing that? Like, it's a whole, you like, that's the good part of it. Like this thing will bug him.
Sounds like you're taking notes.
No. Don't put that on me. No notes. No murders. Hey,
it's all in the head.
Yep. I ain't one of them idiots that think they can watch a doc and get away with murder.
I'm not gonna lie, it felt good to watch a documentary again where I'm like learning something because I knew nothing about this guy. I kept thinking he was gonna be like a pedophile because he looks like a pedophile.
The fat white dude, yeah.
Or that he actually murdered somebody. Like, yeah, but the fact that it was just the blatant amount of money and bank fraud. It was just. It's like I knew that's where it was heading, but it was just how they uncovered it in the third episode. Once they got past the boy band stuff, it was just like, holy shit. Like, have you heard of Transcontinental? Like, doesn't that name, that's a name. That's just an, I'm like, yeah, they were an airline and they had all of it was fucking fake. All of it. There was no Transcontinental Airlines.
It wasn't?
No, I'm telling you, man, that's where I'm like, me and my wife just looked at it. I'm like, wait, what? Oh, the Mandela effect, right? It felt like a Mandela effect where I'm like, no, none of that was fucking real. It's crazy. I think it was $500 million that he took from investors that he never paid back.
But they say the Ponzi, like they say the music business is a big ass Ponzi scheme anyway.
Yeah, because he went from blimps to like blimps were a thing in the 90s. And then he's like, all right, let me go do. He's like, yeah, I remember he saw New Kids on the Block. He's like, I'm going to get into that. Again, pedophile-ish, but all the people he interviewed and all the people that stayed at his house and everything, he's like, never happened. They thought he was asexual because he never had a girlfriend.
So. Mm.
Weird guy. Now, all he cared about was just stealing money. It's crazy.
Bro, I look like a crackhead today.
Today?
Fuck you.
You're still recording. I'm trying to get some funny shit.
That was not recorded.
Yo, we got somebody in Ireland that might win a medal. Of course, their name is McSherry.
McSherry is crazy.
Yeah. And it's an M, so I bet it's Margaret. It's got to be Margaret McSherry. Come on. Oh, she's in second right now. Hold on. But also don't. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, she's out. Go, 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 go. There's no beer drinking at the Olympics. Oh, it's going to be so tight. Yeah. Bronze, motherfucker.
Not.
Oh my god, she's crying
for a bronze.
Hell yeah, the Irish in medals, that's not a thing.